Blog Talk Radio.
You, baby. Mississippi, yeah.
And you're looking good.
And you're looking fine.
Everything's gonna be alright.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With a groove, roll about 8 feet. Now what's my next move? Wait until nightfall so I can enjoy. System pumped by 4G, running like a convoy. Roll to the top, kinda crowded, what a scene. Pulling up with Jodeci, flashing up for 15.
Don't
pump my ride, girl, see my gear. And notice my grill, here comes a pointing and staring. On the left of me, smooth as flipping. Tricky and my wedding on the dance floor ripping. Pictures with a cutie, the D, I'm trying to find him. Tim is in the front, and Mobetta's right behind him. And me, I'm just laying on the prowl. God save what's up, as the girls cry out. Grabbed the man, I think she's trying to play him. My only thought was to step to the AM, cause I came to have a good time. And at the end of the night, no doubt, I'm gonna get mine. Cause I don't have to raise my voice to be seen. I maintain, if you know what I mean. Understand I'm not conceited. Father's just mellow, I'm a smooth dog. Romeo.
Everything gonna be alright.
I'll see you on the dance
floor, baby. Help your body tonight.
Everybody, come on.
Yeah, yeah.
Do that dance, baby. Do that dance. Let's work it out. The cyber night is rare. I glance to the right. Oh, who do we have here?
Yeah.
Puppet team getting ready. What the hell? I see them uptown and stuff on Trey O'Reilly. Conversating with his boys as they set the bar straight through the crowd. It's time to get charged. It's kind of mellow. So I leap to the center where the soul's rolling 5 deep. Mark Curry, I'm sorry, Ken and Elf, you doing the wild thing. Cost the soul is true. And every time I see bodies getting big, girls are getting wild. So the father's going for his. And every time I hear the music, something's up. And all the girls getting bumped right in your rump. So everybody who build the mood is right. Get on the dance floor.
Come on, baby.
Fashion and style, I'm loving your smile and the way you get down.
Rock with me now.
I can't see no one else. It's you by yourself, yeah, in spite of the crowd.
Baby, no one else matters.
It started off as a kiss. Never expect a miss. Now I'm in coping with my addiction. Addiction. Started off as a kiss. Never expect a miss. Now I'm in coping with my addiction.
While all the girls say,
I'm addicted to you.
I'm your host, the Pearl of Negra, and I'm joined by the original host of this show, King Atterbury. You have entered King and Queen's quarters. How you doing tonight, King? I'm having technical difficulties. See if I can go to my other joint. These devices. Oh, my God. What happened? Y'all excuse me for a second. It's going haywire in here, so just be patient with me for a second. My screen is jumping around. I don't know what's going on. I'm trying to open up your mic, King, but it's still spinning. And now my other screen won't even come up.
I'm here. I'm here. We good.
Okay, because it's still spinning. It's just like my screen went completely blank.
Nah, that's what I'm saying. I was steady talking to her. It's all good, though. We here. We in the building. We in the building.
Absolutely. All right, there you go.
I'm feeling good. Yeah, I'm feeling good. I've been I've been Jamaica-fied today and yesterday, so I'm Jamaica-fied right now. You know what I mean?
Okay, so all right, Jamaica-fied.
I mean, I'm fixing that curry and jerk chicken. You know what I mean? I'm feeling real good. You know what I mean?
Well, that sounds good.
I ain't lose my touch. You know what I mean? It's been years.
That's
right. I'm good.
That's a good thing. Ladies and gentlemen, as I said, you have entered into the King and Queen's quarters, and you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. And this is sponsored by Raw Link. Why be average when you can be raw? King, I got my Raw Links on. You got yours on?
Oh, I'm always with my can't leave that alone. Gotta keep my energy high.
I know that's right. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And please, by all means, press that 1 and join us. Now, before I go any further, I got to give a big shout-out to someone who's a very, very good friend of mine who is not only the CEO of Epiphany Radio, he is also the CEO of Raw Link. Those beautiful pieces of jewelry that me and my host was talking about just now. And his name is Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. Baby, baby. Yeah.
Baby, baby.
You would like to acquire those beautiful pieces of jewelry that we speak of, you can get them over at Facebook, beraw@facebook.com. Or you can holler at any one of us here in Epiphany, and we will make sure that you get a chance to get your Raw Link. Okay? Because they are absolutely beautiful. They give off great energy. We're talking precious gems and metals and even wood. Ladies and gentlemen, you will love your design. You can either tell him what you want, or you can let him put his skill in and design something special for you. But whatever it is, you're going to love him. No, I do. I haven't met a disappointed customer yet. King, this show is about to get popping. We got an open mic tonight, ladies and gentlemen. So just bring what you got, you know. Let us hear what's going on. I am ready to get into some poetry.
I know you like what to like on open mic.
Yes. Would you like to do another song first and then come back with the poetry? Or show,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah. Huh?
It's your show.
It's all good. Hey, you know what I'm saying? I want a lot of you women out there to feel this. This should be your anthem going into the summer. You know what I'm saying? So we gonna pop y'all off with some Remy Ma.
Come on, I'm conceited. I gotta read. Look, come on, to the easy. Yes, yes. See, this ain't nothing that you used to. Out of the ordinary, unusual. You gotta have a mind state like I'm so. Can't nobody do it like you do. Miraculous, phenomenal. And ain't nobody in here stopping you. Show no love, cause you a stuff. Look at yourself in the mirror like, what the fuck? Saying I look good. And can't nobody treat you like I could. Yeah, okay, I got a little fat butt. My shorty told me that he liking like that shit. I'm happy, another me that never can be. See, I'm so outstanding. Don't care if they can't stand me. I'm sitting on top. For the world like crazy, I look too good for this necklace. And I look too good to be wearing it. You know I look way too good to be innocent. I'm conceited, I got a reason. See, I look too good to be driving that. And I look too good to be buying that. You know I look way too good to be trying that. I'm conceited, I got a reason. Now who's that peeking in my window. Nobody, cause I live in a penthouse. Baby, I'm sorry, but I'm sexy, and all I want you to do is just bless me. Let's see this kid that I'm waiting on. He said he loved when my jeans was painted on. With a tight white tee, you ain't quite like me. Probably while I'm always getting hated on. That's what he trying to push up on me like a wonder bra. Listen, when I speak, I wouldn't want you to take it wrong. Now, number one, I don't need you. Getting you, I only see you when I see you. Listen, two, you can never play me. Cause I'm such a fucking lady. Three, it's all about me. I don't want to talk about it. If you like to hear it go. I wrote a song about it. Lee, I look too good to be fucking you. And I look too good to be loving you. You know I look way too good to be stuck with you. I'm conceding, I got a reason. See, I look too good to be getting with. And I look too good to be having it. You know I look way too good to be in the crib. I'm conceding, I got a reason. My body, I'm moving, I'm popping and popping to the music. He's watching me and he's about to lose it. I'm dropping it hotter than the drawers of the Tuesday. Face down, ass up, on some new shit. I'm out of control with it. Dip it low, pick it up slow, poke it out narrow with it. My song's showing, but it's where my shoes go with it. Now all I need is a room with a pole in it. See, I look good and I'm knowing it. But I was never too proud to be showing it. Say I was too good for this necklace. And I look too good to be wearing it. You know I look way too good to be innocent. I'm conceited, I got a reason. See, I look too good to be driving that. And I look too good to be buying that. You know I look way too good to be trying that. I'm conceited, I got a reason. See, I look too good to be fucking you. And I look too good to be loving you. You know I look way too good to be stuck with you. I'm conceited, I got a reason. See, I look too good to be getting with. And I look too good to be having it. You know I look way too good to be in the crib. I'm conceited, I got a reason.
Yes, can't help but get in the mirror and sing that song to yourself, yo. That's what's up.
Yo, Remy Ma was on her ish. You know what I mean? That should be the female's anthem for the summer. You know what I mean? Like, go ahead, take that shit. You know what I'm saying? Own that shit. You know what I mean? Because, you know, the fellas, we be having our own shit or not. But, yeah, any woman out there heard that joint, that Remy Ma could see to take that shit, absorb it, embrace it, make it yours. Don't let nobody pull you down. You know what I'm saying? Rise to the occasion anytime.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yes, yes, yes. I'm ready for some poetry.
Yeah.
Oh, right, okay. So how you want to do that? You want to go
well,
first?
I'm running here because I got to get something off my chest. I mean.
Okay. Oh, all right, well, let me move out the way. Give you your space. You know, I stay out the way, you know, whenever you're ready.
Nah, you ready. Right. We good. All right, so being that we in the springtime right now, you know, I always love the winter, you know what I'm saying? I always love the summer, but I definitely enjoy the fall because that's when, if I fall down, I pick myself back, and this piece is called Before I Fall. Living my life on the edge because I don't give a fuck. It's already in the DNA, so I pray that I won't stop. Enjoying my observation while I create the magic lasting. Cruise around the grounds that I see slowly collapsing. Medical mediators couldn't figure out my situations. It's the fifth dimension meditation blocking conversation. I hear what they say, front on delay like a lightweight. Heavy grabbing jewels of life, I blind sights. Mysterious weird vibes, I manifest face to face. While they building up a case, I open minds that hold space. Survive altitude of attitudes, I'm just one gorilla nigga. Disguised as a lion with a birth chart to code the pictures. Too close within the realm of God, I'm already here. Traveling from ear to ear, prepare the atmosphere. Great clouds forming inside skies that were sunny. earth form employment, I move right along with the money. Never hungry, my appetite is canine with these felines. Don't touch my righteousness, it's too strong, take your own shine. Can't kill or keep living, I'm a god with many visions. See shit coming without intuition, them snakes are hissing. Mountains of hope hides my faith while I manifest the greaves. Grow leaves as I breathe, my numb game is three. Two breaks is what I give, after that then I bounce. After winter, spring, and summer, I resurrect on a mount, king.
Yo, wait a minute. Go back to that line about the gorilla, nigga. Wait a minute. Let me hear that joint again.
I said, survive altitude of attitudes. I'm just one gorilla, nigga. Disguised as a lion with a birth chart to code the pictures.
Yo, that was dope. That piece was, oh, man. All right. All right, you ain't playing with him.
Thank you, I appreciate that. Damn. Sometimes you have to go there, you know what I mean? People be playing around or not, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I like to get things off my chest, you know what I mean? Out of my system.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's what's up. I like that, John. All right, well, I got a little short piece, you know, and maybe later on I'll give y'all something a little bit longer, but this is untitled.
All right. Oh, Mike is yours.
Thank you. All right. My device is just, I don't know, the forces is working against me tonight. What is going on? Okay. I would always save up my love for that. One day he'll be here. Then turn around and spend it on each one that I let in. Hurting myself for every one of them. I got addicted to a losing game. Just kept falling in love with the pain. Not realizing that the feeling of falling in love is a one of a kind and a unique type of faith. So I had to teach myself how to stop searching for love, because what I thought I found every time really wasn't what it was. Then I fell in love with me. When I got tired of them leaving out with pieces of my heart soaked in my tears, wrapped in their smiles. And when I put up boundaries, I no longer doubled back, I was named the bad guy. Not that I give a fuck now, because I'm looking at love with my third eye. Lions and tigers and bears may be more powerful indeed. The wolves don't perform in a circus, so. Masks are off and the bullshit is unsheathed. No more games of using and hurting me. And I still sacrifice now, but for all the right reasons. Because I realize that every day is my season. From here on in, from my heart, I only do good deeds. That's it.
Yeah, that piece right there hit different, you know what I mean? Looking at love with my third eye, you know what I mean?
Right.
And that's what it's about, self-love, self-expression. You know what I mean? That was a dope piece, right, though, you know what I mean? Never mind it being short. It was dope because it had different gems and jewels in it. You know what I mean? That's what counts. You know what
Thank you. Appreciate that. So we're going to open up this first mic, or are we going to throw another song up in there first?
We're going to throw another song in the air, and then we're going to get to this next caller right here. You know what I mean?
Right.
So we're going to rock it out like this from Bone Thugs.
Uh-oh.
I've been stuck in the struggle and I've been wondering if I'm ever gonna bubble. I'm getting caught up in the tough state of using my muscle when every time I extend my heart to my mother. Caught up in the game, now I'm back up in the hustle. Sometimes I sit in the one. If a nigga pull my number, if it wasn't for the boss of fam. In this world where nobody don't give a damn, but I'm still a man. Got a soul program, I'ma pump my fist, I'm staying ready for this. And you can put me some wits, I never see your business. And when I need it, ride, you wouldn't give me a lift. And I'm popping my crisp, you niggas all on my dick. I wanna change the world.
world, you wanna change your life. I wouldn't put up a fight if I knew it was right. They say everything happened for a reason. Can you tell me why these niggas bleeding, needing general assistance? Out here needing public housing. Out here trying to make ends meet, trying to get on the feet, but see our brain so cloudy. And I know what you don't know. You better get on your mission and get down for your dough. See the real niggas ready out here taking control. See I'm screaming the mo with my pockets on swole. Please, Mr. Postman, quit bringing these bills to my house. Bringing this stress to my spot, cause I'm ready for the kill on. Look out, look out. If you niggas try to run up on the bone, I'ma show you like this, I'ma pull my chrome. I don't wanna have to send a nigga home. Lord, please take me home. Come and take me home.
I was a fan of Phil Collins way before Bone Thugs and Harmony was even thought about.
Okay, yes. When he way back when he was with Genesis, yo, man.
Oh,
Phil
yeah. I
was,
yeah. I think that was cool when he did that collaboration. You know what I mean?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Did you know my favorite song by Phil Collins? I think a lot of people would agree. In the Air of Night. That is my joint.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yo, I'm
going
to write that down.
You got
to
get that in the place. Yeah. Oh, yes. And you know, Miami Vice used to be my show. Okay. I was late for work every Friday night because Miami Vice was coming on every Friday night. And I was supposed to be to work at 8 o'clock. No, what was that? I was supposed to be to work at 11, I think it was. And, you know, every night I refused to miss my show. Man.
That was the move right there.
Oh, yes, absolutely. So, I'm ready to open up this first microphone. What about you? You ready for some poetry?
Yeah, let's get into it. No, man.
All right. We got us a C-Double-34 music on the mic. How you doing tonight, C-Double? Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters.
Hello, King, and hello, Queen. How are both of you doing?
Hey,
good.
I'm doing well, and I'm happy to be on the show.
Yeah, we're happy to have you here.
As always,
And I can't rhyme like Bone. I'm sorry. I mean, I'll be like, I'm sorry. I wish I could.
You know what? You got me to the point where I look forward to you saying something about the music that's being played. I just be waiting. I wasn't
no,
going to say nothing.
See, you didn't have any whining on this one. And I love Anita Baker. I just wish she'd take the cotton out of her mouth. That's all it is to it. I'd be like, I love her, but.
You can't understand
what she's saying, or Toni Braxton, or Michael McDonald. But I love
hey,
all
man,
of them.
Leave them people alone, man. That's what's up to them,
I said I love them. They ain't whining like Chris Brown and all these other ones. I'm like, thank you.
But you know what they call them, right? All three of them that you named, they call them the microphone eaters because of the way their voices sound. You know, but
they be tearing that shit up though.
You know what I mean? But. Yes, they do, man.
Yes,
I got some of them in my playlist, yo. Oh my God, I'm having issues, technical issues tonight, so, but it's all good.
Do I need to come over? With my plumber's crack showing, so that way I can fix these technical issues.
You know what? I have seen enough plumber crack in my lifetime to last me throughout the universe and next lifetimes. I've seen them. Okay, no, I don't even want. You didn't have to give me that visual. Okay, really.
See now everything's just fixed. Now I'm glad I could help you.
That's what's up. C-Double, what did you bring for us to listen to tonight? Because you never disappoint.
Well, I hope I don't disappoint tonight. I have this piece called This Old Book of Rhymes.
All right, well, I'm getting out the way. And let me fix that spotlight. Hold on. All right, perfect. Mic is yours.
Thank you. I perused this thesaurus in the pouring rain, surrounded by a chorus that sings more or less the refrains that attempts to sustain my ultimate history explained. Out of these love games, I was a willing participant. And the pain I received was legitimate in this chemistry, experiments. Describing intriguing but intricate idiots that filled the list to please the listening audience that was applauding this method. I was trying to get dismissed from suffering the consequence at the conference which made no common sense in the commentary saying, I used to love her, knowing she could do damage riding a horse and carriage to strip at Magic City in Atlanta just to establish her OnlyFans site, getting cash flow casually from professional and amateur parasites, living in their palatial parallel paradise under the surveillance of flashing lights from camera lens and camaraderie through debauchery of party rings, who thought they were breaking the monotony, being bow-legged and not me from the apostasy, revealing the apocalypse from a pot of hot grits thrown at a false prophet's face, who was trespassing on private property after she lost her grip and missed her opulence acquired from going off the dome in San Antonio at the Alamo. But all this came from this old book of rhymes. Now, were you following me? That's that piece.
I'm not even going to mess with them tongue twisters. I'm not going to do it because I can't. Okay, I got a serious overbite and my tongue will get all caught up in between. Nope. Oh, dope piece, but I can't mess with that tonight. CW. I don't know how you do it. No.
Big piece, man. Big piece, man.
Thank you both. I mean, practice. Yeah, I'm Allen Iverson tonight. Practice. That's what it took.
I have tried tongue twisters all my life, and I am just not successful at it. I think it has to do with that. See, I have a slight lisp. A lot of people don't notice it, but I do, and it's really hard for me to do some kind of tongue twist. It just ain't happening. But I enjoyed the piece for sure, as always. You just.
Yeah, bro.
Wow.
Yo,
I was just like, man, I couldn't keep up. It's how they. Okay, so you say practice. I just. Wow, that was dope. That was really dope.
Thank you.
King, you gotta take over. I gotta clear my sinuses for a second. So I'm gonna mute myself a little bit.
Yeah, bro. Hey, man, you know what I'm saying? You always get busy, man, on the mic, man. You know what I'm saying? That's peace, though. Right up.
Yeah, now I got to find a beat to go with it.
No. Yeah, I've been getting that joint down packed myself on that. You know what I'm saying? Putting music to my stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I might have to go a little 8 mile on this one. I don't know.
Manifest it.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Put that out there. Yeah. God, excuse me. My allergies are kicking my butt.
See, I told you I could fix all this. I'm the maintenance man. Didn't I tell you that before?
Man, oh, Lord.
Oh, my goodness.
Not oh, my goodness.
I ain't wearing no dress name.
That's what's up. All right, well, King, I'm going to let you say it because you say it better than I do. Export over there. I'll export him, but you.
Yo, man, go. Take him on back there to chill in the crown, the Royale Lounge. It ain't going to be gravy.
All right. Thank you much. One love, one mic to the both of you.
One love, one mic.
Wow. I wish I could do a tongue twister, but I'll mess around, bite my damn tongue. I can't. That is dope.
I used to do some of that stuff a little bit, like when Tretch and them first came out. But, you know, everybody was wanted to be an aspiring MC.
Yeah, I hear you.
That triple tongue, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I hear you.
The only reason I was able to get it because, you know, a lot of my family is Geechee also. Okay. Georgia Geechee and South Carolina Geechee, so they talk fast.
So. Yeah. I hear you. But I'm going to do a station identifier, and then we can come back and open up this next mic because I want to hear some more poetry.
That's what's up.
Back.
Tiffany Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. King and Queen Quarters. You are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. It is now 7 minutes before the 10 o'clock hour, but you have up until 10:59 to get up in here. After 11 o'clock, Blog Talk Lady ain't got no chill. She will cut you off at the knees, and you just won't hear nothing. You won't be able to get in and out. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please press that one and join us. Oh, man. Oh, man. King, we got my diva up in here, my rider for Wednesday night. Guys, my co-host, my sultry voice diva, Mrs. VIP. Hey, diva. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. How you doing tonight?
I'm good. Hey, King, how are you?
What's going on, diva?
I
had to give you a little intro coming in and
whatnot,
you know what I mean?
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
I'm good out here.
Ziva, how you doing tonight, darling?
I'm good. I'm hanging in there. I'm doing. That's what I say. I'm doing.
That's what's up.
I'm talking about. All right.
Good.
Well, you know, tonight is open mic. You can give us what you got, and I'm going to move on out of the way. Give me a second because my knees hurt today. I've been on my feet a lot, so give me a chance to get down off the feet.
It's just
this spotlight. All right, I'm good. Whatever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece is an old piece called Crazy Love. Let's have a crazy love, the kind of love where we do anything to keep it, to cherish it, the crazy love to have where we do cartwheels and flips, metaphorically, because we'd be so happy. Everyone can see. I don't want that crazy love that people do, like stalking, wild arguing, fighting in the street, where mistrust abounds. Where are you? What time are you getting home? Who are you with? When you get in, your ass I'll beat. PFAs don't help. It gets worse than crazy goes to insane. Then you hear, if I can't have you, no one will. It's bad. Crazy, still fighting. Then it's your ass I'll kill. Whatever happened to holding hands, impromptu picnics, sneaking a kiss, all night on the phone because it's him or her you miss. Back in the day, crazy love was staying out till 1 because you didn't want the night to end. Knowing instinctively now you have a best friend. So if this is your idea of love, it better come right. I need that crazy love that people marvel over, that people say, he's crazy. He He brings her flowers every week, takes her on dates, professes out loud how he loves her, sings with her, calls just to hear her voice, seldom an argument, never a fight. Others are just jealous because he's her calm to her. He's the calm to her storm, and their love is just right. And that's that piece.
That is what's up.
I know.
That is what's
Yo.
Up.
I'm crazy love. Wait a minute. Did you just threaten that man about beating his ass coming in late? Did you say that?
That was that crazy love. No.
That was a dope piece, Diva. I like that. Let me find out you got a little bit crazy up inside of you. Because you sounded like, yeah, that sounded kind of serious in that piece. That was dope. I loved it. Oh, man. What
Thank
you got
you.
For that, King?
Definitely a dope piece online. You know, very important poetry.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Well, Diva, thank you for that. But before we let you skate up out of here, all right, let me get this a try. Before we let you go on over there to the Boy Owl Lounge. I try.
There you go. You did with it.
Okay.
You got it.
Can you tell everybody what you got going on in the world of Epiphany Radio Universe?
Absolutely. Every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m., my diva, La Perla Negra, and I are in the erotic love zone.
Oh.
Now, listen. Y'all know we come up with the topic the day of, or we might tease you a little, but we do have a lot of fun, some great poetry, and some banging music, all right? So y'all come in, join us, and have a little fun.
All right, that's what I'm talking about. Diva, let me go escort you over there. I'm doing the escorting tonight, me and my bad knees, but it's all good.
All right.
All right, Diva.
All right.
One love, one night.
One love, one light. You know,
wow.
being that your diva spit that very important poem, let's send her a nice song out there and get back to these callers afterwards.
All right, that's what's up.
You know me, I go into the other world and all that, so we gonna hit it with some Alyssa Morgan.
Hey.
I'm
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back, welcome back. You know what, Kane? I haven't heard Melissa Morgan's song in some years. And it's crazy because when she first came out, I was spending the summer in Logan with my bestie, right? And she was telling me that that's her cousin. They're first cousins, actually. Right? I was like, get out of here. And she was like, the way you pronounce her name is Melissa. It's not Melissa. It's Melissa Morgan, right? And I'm like, what? So that just, that brought back memories of that actual summer, man. That was crazy. I was a slimmy back then. I was real tiny. Riding around on my 10-speed, had on my, my white kids. And, oh, man, having a good time. That brought back memories. I think we was connected in a past life in a summertime thing, because every song that you play takes me back to summer. I don't know what it is, man. I'm digging it, though. I'm digging it. That's what's
We might have crossed paths on the past life, you know what I mean?
I'm sure. I'm pretty sure we probably did somewhere, because the music
probably
is
at the same
jazz. Yes, that's what's up. That's definitely what's up. I'm ready to open up this next microphone. We got ourselves. Hey, I ain't heard from this poet in a long time. We got ourselves Venom. Hey, Venom, how you been? Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters.
What's going on? What's going on? How y'all doing? How y'all doing?
I'm good.
I'm much better. You know, healed up. Well, pretty much healed up, but I'm good.
That's the thing. I ain't heard from you in a long time, but you're always in my prayers. I want you to know that.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thank you. I can use them.
Prayers up. Bless
you.
Bless up.
Hey, I appreciate
you, brother.
Thank you.
No doubt, absolutely.
Man.
I kind of,
you
know what?
I took it back. I just played Melissa Morgan on my show maybe a couple of weeks ago. I just played that.
Oh, wow.
But that was a good one. Oh, and you're right. I hadn't heard her music, and someone suggested it, and then I played it on my show. I was like, all right, that's what's up.
Yes. I kind of missed the other show, though, man, with you and who was your co-host?
Tigress.
Yes, Lady Tigress, yes. That was a pretty dope show. You know, that was my late night fix.
We may be jumping back into poetry shortly. I don't know. Our schedules are both off, you know, and but I mean, you know, you never know what the future holds. So something maybe is brewing. So we'll see how it goes.
All right, that's what's up. Well, I'll be calling in for sure. Man, it's good to hear from you. Tonight is open mic.
Okay,
you know,
that was my question.
Oh, yeah, definitely open mic, and I can't wait to hear what you brought, because I ain't heard from you in like
that's right.
It's been a minute. I've been wanting to jump back into poetry for a minute, but my scheduling and everything hasn't been quite right except for tonight. So, yeah, I'm going to try to do an old piece try to knock it out.
Let me get out the way and adjust the spotlight. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right. Thank you. There's a young girl who wore decorated tears to protect the painted pain on her face by the men who would molest her, who would undress her right up under her mother's nose. You see, her mother didn't even notice because she woke up in other clothes. You see, I got to reject this frail little doll who grew up in the project. You see, her mom failed this frail object. And as her torture, he subjects, never would she view her man as a suspect or even suspect that he would have sex with her baby. She would whisper through her tears,
God, please save me.
Lately, her next future ex paid midnight visits because there was no need to knock on the door, for she knew who it would be. He would lie in her baby's secret garden. He would play with her privates to keep his privates hardened. She begs for pardon as her lips were muffled. She whispered, keep this secret or you'd be in so much trouble, as tears drip down from her eyes, down to her nasal passages, as memory banks recollected mental baggages. The reality is she has no hiding places because tears well up in her little eyes as her fat body faces traces of a new portrait. Because she, in the middle of the night, she wakes up and she says, he harms me. But she doesn't believe the poor little kid. She picks out orchids of, he loves me, he loves me not. He kisses her eardrum, and this eases her pleas some. But me being who I am, I hear the teardrops from this good girl gone bad. So I took my pen and pad, and I started to write. Because her song had a twisted humming section. You see, her mommy's men friends began to fiddle and diddle the little erection in her direction. Shall we list her as a casualty of war? Hell nah. Because tears drained and stained her face till she's rotten to the core. She forgot to keep the score of all these encounters from all her mom's men's friends who would mount her for bedroom counters. But her mother, her mother doesn't even notice. You see, she's so blind that she begins to lose focus. The baby feels hopeless because now all men are the enemy. She is the epitome of a girl who feels no empathy. She feels no sympathy for the youth she once had. And although her tears tell a different story, that in the middle of the night she wakes up screaming, where, oh, where is my dad? But that man is nowhere to protect her. She screams out for her mommy, but that woman only neglects her. She deflects her disgrace as misplaced hate. She tried to find a happy place to replace what now is taking place, but this was a grave mistake because now all she does is trade love for pain. And this is a skewed point of view, for she only knows what love really was because his glove tugged at her tiny, teeny opening. Her will is broken. And she begins to adopt a new skill for coping, hoping that someday this monster will leave her womb. You see, now her temple is now her tomb. But now there's a baby in her womb. She soon will birth the child spawned from this demon seed. She tastes her hate, for she'd rather see all men bleed. We men, as well as women, need to protect her from this twisted mister. Because 9 months from now, she will give birth to her twisted sister.
Yo, oh my God. Oh, there you go.
You can go ahead first, Ken.
So, peace, brother. You know what I'm saying? You definitely came out the gates with that one. You know what I mean? Salute.
Hey, thank you, brother.
Salute,
thank you,
man.
And I'm a little rusty, y'all, so y'all, I apologize. But, yeah.
You was on point, bro. Oh,
thank you.
You know what? You may have been MIA for a minute, but rusty is not a factor. I gotta tell you, I was that little girl. Okay. The difference is, I didn't get pregnant by any of my molesters.
Right.
And it did make me a little cold-hearted as I got older, coming into womanhood. But I learned, I adjusted, and, you know, God has always been on my side, always taking care of me, even in the days when those horrible things were taking place with me. The Creator was still there. And I believe had he not been there, I probably wouldn't be here today. And the not to pat myself on the back, but the amazing, awesome individual that I turned out to be today.
Right.
People don't understand how hard it is to go through that in life. When your innocence is taken from you, and a lot of those monsters, they get you when you are very, very, very young. And the other thing is, the difference is my mother knew. I'm not going to get into a lot of detail about it, but growing up in a house like that, and then I'm from a very large family. Okay, it was 14 of us, two sets of twins. I'm a twin, and my older sister is a twin. Yeah, and there was no protection because of her being the matriarch, and the mindset that she had was strictly about money. So there was no trust, no protection, nothing. And when you go through something like that, you learn to keep it inside and not say anything anymore to anybody, because you don't feel like anybody will be on your side. When you come up in a real large family like that, and the ones that were supposed to protect you and love you and be there for you are not there, that many siblings, when you find friendship outside, you don't speak on it, because you never know who you can trust. I kept that bottled up for a long time. I'm not trying to keep you on long, but piece was really close to my heart that you just did. And I just actually let her know maybe about a year ago, and she was like, all those years, I wish you would have told me, it would have been different, because my mother would have helped you and this and that. I'm like, and I told her, I said, I didn't know if I could trust you, because even though we were close, we were tight. I was close with my siblings, and they didn't protect me when I told them what was going on. They didn't believe me.
Right.
And then some were like, because I developed very early.
They blamed you. They say it's your fault.
They blamed me, because I was shaped the way I was. And, it's just, that piece right there, that struck a nerve.
Yeah,
not
that
a bad
piece
way.
That piece is a true story piece. The young girl, when she was 14, 15, she looked like she was a grown adult. And her mom would get drunk and, have these parties at the house. So the mom would get drunk and pass out, and they come in messing with the daughter. And they had been messing with the daughter since she was like 11 or 12 when she started developing. And so it just got so bad on her to the point where she tried to commit suicide. It got really bad and then the cold part is when the person that got her pregnant is was the future father-in-law. Well, it was going to be her dad, It was going to be her dad. He had got engaged to the mom, and he wound up getting her daughter pregnant.
Well.
So it just, but things turned out for the positive. She wound up getting raised up to, cause got taken out of that home, and my aunt raised her the rest of it, got her to college and everything like that. So it had a good ending, and her daughter just graduated from college herself. So, it's good. It was a negative turned into a serious positive.
Yeah. Me, I went through a rebellious stage. I just start running the streets and doing whatever I wanted to do, because I felt like nobody cared. Nobody loved me, so I'm just going to do what I'm going to do. And that also led me to every relationship that I've had was toxic, because that's all I knew. I thought that's just the way life was supposed to be. Even my marriage, my husband was a child please. That's a whole nother story.
I
got to get back to this show here. But I'm glad you called in. It's great hearing from you again. And
we appreciate you coming through, man.
Thank you.
Yes, I'm gonna keep my fingers crossed for that show to start again. But you know, it's always open mic waiting here for you. All right.
I'll be back. I'll be back next week.
That's what's up. All right.
All right, y'all.
One
y'all
love.
Take care. Peace.
You
one
too,
love,
brother.
One mic.
One love, one mic.
Woo. Yeah. Sometimes, every once in a while, you'll get a piece. You'll hear a piece that will take you to a certain part in your life, you know. But I'm glad I got past it and, you know, man. All right. I think it's time for another station identifier. So let me, oh boy, I'm having all kinds of issues tonight with these devices. I don't know. Damn, this is just it's maddening, but I'm going to do this real quick.
We rolling.
All right. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are in King and Queen's Quarters, and you are listening to Epiphany Radio. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please, by all means, press that 1 and join us. All right. Okay. We got another caller up in. Yeah. This is one of Epiphany's hosts. He is the one half host of the Just Jay and Gina Storm show. We got ourselves Just Jay. Hey, Jay, welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. How you doing tonight?
What's going on with y'all? Y'all all right tonight?
Yo, what's up, buddy? You chilling up in the building or whatnot, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You hear me?
Say it again.
Early tonight.
Oh, don't cut it out.
You feel okay?
I'm up here meddling. With folks.
It's all good. It's all good.
There's still 30 minutes left for the regular show. Come on, man. Cut me some slack.
Absolutely.
How y'all doing tonight? What's going on with y'all?
Hey, we're doing good up there.
Man, yeah, we got some great tunes and some amazing poetry. Oh, wow, we're getting ready to hear some more amazing poetry coming up in here. Wow, that's what's up. What's up?
All right.
This is open mic tonight. So I'm give me a second because my knees is acting up. It takes me time to get down off the stage and get out your way and fix this spotlight.
Take your time.
Whatever you
ready. Shimmy. It's the shimmy, not the shuffle.
Oh, no. The mic is yours.
All right, cool. All right. This is a piece I have to do for this weekend, an album release for a friend of ours. He requested this piece. There is a sound in the rhythm of silence. In the absence of vibration, there's an unfathomable depth. And it has its own resonance in the vast cavernous of tranquility, where quietness clangs hollow in chambers of blackness, where even touch can be numb and an ear muted, as this soul sighs, feeling disembodied, as my soul's mind searches for sound in the vacuum of thought. Vibrations. Vibrations reaching out in every direction, never to return to me again. As I strain my eyes in this pitch to see muted strobes explode in my closed eyes sight. But these are not explosions. These are just illusions created by my mind's eye, causing my physical eyes to see sound in the dead of darkness. On command, I command my diaphragm to crush down and deflate as my lungs air like the mighty whale that prepares for its descent into the deep. And in a harmonious battle of muscle and sinew, I squeeze with all my strength, fiber, and might. And I compress and jettison this breath out of my chest through the hallowed halls of my esophagus, through the bottleneck of my larynx as I stretch my jaws wide to roar, only to produce nothingness. As my lungs ring out and I sputter the last bits of hissing wind, I feel faint from exertion. As my last-ditch efforts leave me breathless, depleted, and defeated. So now I must accept my silence in silence, in these poetic passages of stark darkness and solitude. And from this void of nullity, I remember the lily, swaying gently in the field, looking oh so lovely. Her inner beauty sings soliloquies that unplug my ears, and my tears unbind my eyes, and my heart wailed a night-shattering wail. As lava surged through my marrow, I stood and I cried that I am alive. Poem.
Damn.
The Black Shakespearean. That was beautiful, God, bro. Yes.
Wow. That
appreciate
was a lot of passion in there.
Very expressive.
Oh,
very expressive.
Sure.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you.
Okay.
Yo, I haven't, you know, I'm a fan of your poetry. I'm a fan of you as a poet, but I don't think I've heard you express a piece with so much passion. I mean, your tone and your flow, it did not change, but it was just the words, it was what you were saying that was just, man. That was
I'm still trying to squeeze a little bit more out of it until this weekend. I appreciate you guys giving me the feedback and letting me know what direction to go ahead and hit in.
It's right there, bro.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Oh, that's all right. All right, Joey. Damn, you got me thrown off a little bit from that piece. before we let you go, can you please tell everyone what you have going on in the world of Epiphany Radio's universe?
Yes, ma'am, I certainly can. Next Saturday, it will be me and Gina Storm. We'll be having the Just Jay and Gina show this Saturday. Show up, be there. We appreciate everybody who come through. That's going to be at 8. Central, 9 Eastern. Let's go ahead and get it. 319-527-6300. The Epiphany Radio Universe Network. For Real Entertainment Network. Raw Links. Let's go ahead and get it. Bobby,
that's
F.
what I'm talking about.
I'm getting it. I'm getting
that.
It.
Peace, Lord.
That's what's up. That's what's up. All right. Thank you, Jay. I'm going to take you on over here to the Royale Lounge, as King said.
There you go. You got it. That came from the moon and the stars.
All right.
Y'all
be. All right. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Yo. Before I open up this next mic, let me try and give the rundown for the week for Epiphany. Now, I ain't the station manager, but I'm going to give it a try. All right? So I'm going to start I'm gonna start with Wednesday night. Okay? Every Wednesday night at 9, I am one half host of the Erotic Love Zone. where I co-host with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Mrs. VIP. Yes, now, we don't have a topic right now, but I'm pretty sure whatever we come up with, y'all going to love it. Every Thursday night, we have the Get Down, and it's hosted by J. Rob the Wise Son and Poetic. Friday nights are open, although we did have a Renaissance Poetry last Friday. And I'm sorry I missed the show, but I already know. Anybody could tell me, I know it was dope. And that is hosted by Keith Eric and Umbrella Renee. Every other Saturday night, you already heard Just Jay. Okay. He and Gina Storm are the hosts of the Just Jay and Gina Storm show. And every other Saturday, I am the host of Poetic Therapy, and that is a place where you can come and release some mental stress through some open mic poetry and some healthy conversation. Every Sunday night at 9, we have the Inspiration Factory, and that is hosted by Divine Inspiration and Alonzo. And then over here on Monday night, we have, as you hear, King and Queen's Quarters, and it is hosted by King Atterbury and one of our sexy divas of Epiphany, either myself or Mrs. VIP. We'll see how it goes, okay? And then every Tuesday night, we got one of my hobby shows. We call him Mr. Tuesday Night. It's either Fly Speak, War Council, or Honey Drippers. And I believe tomorrow night is War Council. And we're going to have a very, very interesting discussion. So if you can, come on by. And then it's right back to you, King.
Hey, how about we touch these callers, bring the next call in, and then we come through with a song. You know what I mean?
All right, all right. We got another host of Epiphany Show. We got ourselves Queen Simmons. Hey, Queen, how you doing? Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters.
Hey, Tiva. Hey, King. How you doing
What's
tonight?
What's going on?
I'm doing all right.
Everything cool.
Everything
cool. I'm in the
islands
right now.
Everything copacetic. I always wanted to use that word.
Ladies and gentlemen,
just to let you know, this is the original queen host of King and Queen's Quarters. Okay.
All right.
Well, I'm great to have you on here. Good to hear from you. You know, life happens, and every so often we come up MIA for a little bit, but it's all good because this right here, this
all
is
good.
Home. Yeah. This home. You know what I'm saying?
You know, getting blindsided by a lot of stuff, but it's like, you know what, you got to get back to it. So it's good to hear y'all and good to be in the atmosphere of poetry, get my mind away from other things. So, you know, poetry is a release. That's what I love about it. And so it's, you know, good to hear y'all. And, you know, hopefully I'll be back soon when everything dies. So we'll see.
You know, it's
right. You know that door is open, so don't worry about it. We family.
That's right.
So.
That part.
I love y'all too much. Y'all going to have to beat me off with a stick. Listen.
I know that's right.
I'd rather beat you with a switch.
Don't start threatening me, King, okay?
That ain't a threat. That's a promise when I...
It's all good. It's all okay. Now, Queen, you know it's open mic tonight. We are just anxious to hear what you brought for us to listen to. So give me a second. I'm kind of, I'm doing that two-step down on the steps, getting off the stage. Cause my knees hurt right now. I'm going to get out of the way. And you kind of tall, so let me fix this spotlight a little bit more. All right. So whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Okay. All right, this is a piece I wrote recently that I just, wanted to share. It's a little, so far I'm calling it the reading. All right. For driving me back into my books to look for the exact page where the story came. They joke that if you want to hide something from a black person, you should put it in books. A lingering side effect of generations of intentionally illiterate spirits hooked on banal soothing ideologies. An orchestrated macabre rendition of Bible prescribed by the same man who named you less than in the first place. But I look through her pages for my piece and my pieces anyway. Maybe, just maybe, they eluded me there. Maybe there wasn't anything wrong with me. It was merely my inability to read for a deeper sense of meaning before an ignorant soul set the Dead Sea Scrolls to smoke. Still, I kept looking. Sought soft respite in the quiet, dusty shelves of libraries. They called to me from their perch of written memories, compelling me onward through odyssey after odyssey. Understanding is a journey after all, and their stories were a voyage to elsewhere, collapsed in on themselves, calling to the traveling soul in me, ever in search of the knowing in things. She is the steady moving feet of life's reprieve, and I am a nomad through retelling after retelling. As I gleaned deeper meaning, she became my immortalized redemption. In her page, I am made clean. She never forgets to remind me that some stories, though, are both hyperbole and parable. I guess that's why my first favorite book was Alice in Wonderland. I could understand I've been a voyeur in plenty of stories where my people attempted to change form and matters of importance through nibbles and sips of poison and reason that one day they might get right, mix that get it good enough to atone them, make a potion potent enough to warm them in places where the embers of hope had long since gone cold. I had known smiling liars posing as companions turned Cheshire cats whose mischievous grins turned into hard-fought life lesson. These people out here are not your fucking friends, Alice. I'd watched a hood full of men chase a white rabbit obligated to someplace distant, run off with the answers down traps. Like my grandmother, who died of cancer in my childhood when secrets and lies metastasized. I remember wanting to hug her to absorb her remorse through osmosis as I asked her, did you at least pray over my mother? As you watched your husband pray on my mother, did you read her bedtime stories punctuated with forehead kisses before or after that bastard was finished? Who had the eyes on your daughter while you had your eyes, while your eyes were on Jesus? And how does a young girl reconcile that neither you or your good God could bother to believe us? A mosaic made of broken and beige has both edge and sharp pieces, daughter after daughter continuously bleeding on one another, hemorrhaging from trauma and suffocating on secrets. And I wonder, did you name her immortal glory as some sick joke? Because I've been reading books and I don't see where you wrote a single soft regard for your daughter on a single penny sheet of parchment. She was made from your DNA, you see. And since an unhealed history tends to repeat, if you never loved her, how could she ever love me? It's why, as I wither soil bitter, I am reminded that tyrannical mad queens leave legions of wounded ladies in wait to kiss their rings with their skin still beneath their fingernails with grace and to mourn them when they are no longer here, ever questioning if they were ever loved by the woman they revered. But Alice, on the wake-up, though, she and I see things differently than we did previously, and the blissfully ignorant shit that nearly ended me galvanized my drive to make sure that it ends with me. It ends here. Maybe there are no happily ever afters. Endings seldom ever are. Maybe the part of the book where the protagonist masters her strength is a little joy called God. When Absalom the caterpillar asks, "Who are you?" it was a call to acknowledge your spark, Alice. We are forgotten God love, slippy-eyed and stiff on the wake-up. See, one must know love in order to recognize love, in order to know that after all this plot twist and misinformance, we are love and God stuff. That if we learn from history, we aren't doomed to repeat it, and forgiveness and understanding are the only redemption we needed. I know this now, and so I forgive you even while it hurts. The way bitter winter reprieves barren earth for new birth. So thank you for driving me back to the pages where the world began to behave differently. These tests are merely dreams, and all along we were asleep. But I went back to my favorite book to look for Alice on the wake up. And that's that piece.
Damn. Y'all come strong tonight.
I know that's right.
Yo.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful piece on that. Oh. That hit different around the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love that piece. Yo, put some music behind that and throw it out in the world. You know what I'm saying? That was fly.
Yeah.
Wow. I
appreciate it. I'm going to do that.
Yeah. I can so relate. Man, I can so relate to this piece, too. Ooh, child, I'm trying to tell you. You know, when you talk about Alice, I feel like you're talking about taking on another personality to protect you from the trauma and what you go through in life. Because, man, I didn't have a nice childhood. I didn't take on another personality, but I did talk to myself a lot, and I had an imaginary friend. Well, they weren't imaginary to me. They were real to me, but that was one of my coping mechanisms. Wow, that was a deep piece, Queen.
But see, that was one of my coping mechanisms. Reading was my coping mechanism. Reading and writing, since I was very little, was always my place to run. And when I was a kid, like, childhood, crappy, foster homes, all that good stuff. One of the first gifts that I was given was by one of my older cousins, and that was a leather-bound copy with the gold trim of Alice in Wonderland. And I read that book until it was like the edge of it was gone. But it's like you read the story for what it is, but like as a child reading, it's almost like for me the way, in The Color Purple, my all-time favorite movie, when she was writing a letter, and as she was writing the letter, you could envision everything that she was seeing, and it was like acting out in another place. So like as I was reading the book, I see, these characters acting out in the world that I was existing in. And it wasn't fairy tales, but, I saw, the little white rabbit run off with a lot of people. A lot of people lied.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, That little white rabbit. But, it just related back to a lot of that. And I think I want to take it further on, how it can relate in a different way also, in a positive way, but I ain't get that far yet. I'm just kind of writing through a lot of pain right now, so that's how
keep that movement going on that. You know what I'm saying? You right there.
Absolutely. Oh.
Thank y'all.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, girl. I understand. Believe me, I understand. But you know what makes it amazing? Because we are still here, and we can testify.
Mm-hmm.
We can give our story because we are not alone in this thing. There are so many young ladies, children. It isn't just the girls, guys. The boys go through it too. But they don't.
Yeah.
They can't tell their story. They can't find their voice or the courage to speak about it. So we are here to tell their story, to let them know they're not by themselves. Okay.
Right.
And that was an amazing, amazing piece. Girl. Wow. And I'll just sit here for a little bit and come back and just blow our minds. Man, that was an amazing piece. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
And thank you, Tiffany, for holding it down for me and King for, you know, keeping the space to understand, and I appreciate it. And thank you guys for all the words, love, and encouragement. I know you guys know what is going on, and I appreciate you, family. Y'all don't understand. When you come to Epiphany, it's not just for a mic. You come into a family who loves and appreciate the words that you write on a regular basis, and I love it. I love you guys. I love you so much.
Love you, too.
Love
yo.
You, too. Absolutely.
And don't worry, I ain't got no switch for you, yo. Know what I mean?
I'm gonna come down there and we're gonna fight. We're gonna have a little tete a tete. We're gonna fight, and then you know you're gonna get it all out your system, and then we're gonna go back to, you know, we're gonna hug
gonna
it
happy
out.
You're
like,
just
family
gonna
do.
Be happy to see me and give me a hug and kiss and say I appreciate you, King. I'm like, I love you.
I absolutely do. All right, but I thought you said you wanted to fight me earlier, and I'm like, okay, if we gotta fight it out, like, you know. Like family do, and then hug afterwards. I'm with that too.
Yeah.
Don't let me be around because I'm boxing everybody. Okay, I'm sure.
You boxing everybody.
That's right. You know, I'm about that love and light. That's right. Oh man. All right, Queen. Thank you so much. I'm going to escort you. Let me see if I can say this right again. Over to the Royale Lounge. All right. Thank you so much for coming through, girl. One love, one mic. Whew. This poetry is some kind of strong up in here. Let's get what's his name? Let's see if we can get a. You want to throw a song up in here real quick before?
Yeah,
we
I got a Remy Ma song for her, so she can just let the world know it's whatever.
Okay.
Are you ready? I need everybody to report to the dance floor Remy right Ma. Now. Respect in the building. All my ladies that don't need a man, they got a job. Report to the dance floor right now. All my niggas that's on the ground, you want to the dance floor right now. We about to get it poppin' and it's called the Remy. Remy, I already told y'all what it is, man. Swizzy, that gon' make me boom.
Won't fit her. The only reason I hit her, she kept so greasy. Low jump skis, but ask somebody who I beat. I'm all to the easy. It's midsummer, got on long sleeves, cause my arms are squeezing. I get flop for no reason. See, I got money, but it's always harvest season. Yeah, see, hip-hop needs me. The beast is sweet, the girl is sick, and please believe that I'm a starter. See, every damn day I fall. My jeans is blue and gray, I see and hall.
Put your right hand up, put your left hand up. Put your right hand up, put your left hand up. Put your right hand up, push your left hand up. Right hand up,
Left hand got a cut, and you already know the rules don't apply to us. We gon' do what we do with whatever the fuck. We don't apply shit, here we go. Driving backwards, done a one with a big in the hypnotized video. Bang this thing in stereo, turn it higher, higher. Now everybody likes the light.
Put your right hand up, put your left hand up. Put your right hand up, put your left hand up. Put your right hand up, push your left hand up. Put your right hand up, put your right hand up.
Yo, that's my joint. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, everybody, the King and Queen Quarters. You are listening to Epiphany Radio. Now, it is 10 minutes, 9 minutes to the 11 o'clock hour. Y'all better get on up in here and put them hands up, because I told you at 10:59, you get cut off at the knees. The Blog Talk lady is like, please. Okay. Oh, I'm a poet and don't even know it. The dial-in number, one more time, in case you forgot or didn't hear me, is 319-527-6300. And please press that one. Yo, King, that is my jam. Okay. I didn't realize I was such a fan of Remy Ma. Yeah,
we got a couple of bangers out there. You know what I mean? Like a couple of little bangers that hit different down there. So.
Absolutely. But we got another caller up in here. Let's get to opening up this mic. We got another host of Epiphany Show. Matter of fact, this is the other host of the Just Jay and Gina Storm Show. Welcome. Don't they call you Miss Monday?
I am. Hello. Happy Monday.
Welcome to King and Queen's
Quarters.
What's up?
Ladies
and gentlemen, this is Gina Storm. How you doing tonight, Gina?
Hey, y'all. I was running late, and then I forgot to raise my hand, but I was in that winner's piece, and it struck me that I had a piece that I wanted to share. So all I knew was, girl, my hand ain't raised. I better raise it now. So I did. So I appreciate it. I'm glad I made it in time.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. And we are glad you made it, guys. I seen you. I seen you. I just
didn't
say nothing. I seen you.
Look, I heard Jay promote us, so I didn't care if I made it or not. For the promotional causes, I wanted to make it so I could share poetry with y'all. And this is how I try to cap off my Monday.
That's what's up. That's absolutely what's up. Well, you know, it's open mic. Okay.
Absolutely.
And you gonna treat us to one of your famous freestyles, or did you write some?
This is a piece that I wrote, I want to say 10 years ago. It was based off of, somebody was telling me like these stories from their childhood that I found very similar to my childhood, because I spent a lot of time in the house, and my brothers were athletes and I was not. So, you know, I was always more of an observer than a participant. And so I had this picture of a boy with his lips touching his lips because he was drinking out of a creek. Like the water was clear and blue and everybody drank out of it. I mean, I wouldn't do it these days, but, you know, back in the day, we used to drink out of the lawn hose. So, you know, different types of stuff. Yeah, so
absolutely.
He was telling me these stories, and it was reminding
time.
Me, absolutely, the world was just a different place. And so he was telling me these stories about his childhood, and I was reflecting on my childhood, and I told him, I said, well, you know what, I'm going to turn that story into a poem, and I did. So this is that piece.
Well, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right, I'll send y'all the picture. Hold on, let me save the picture to my phone so I can send it in the chat. So y'all can see the picture that I'm talking about goes with the piece. And then it'll be you can put it all together in your head. And it was cute because the thing about it was I didn't plan for this to become poetry. It just did. So there's the picture. It's in the chat, and I'm ready. Every time I read a piece, it goes away, and I have to find it. All right. I titled this piece Reflections. I drink from the creek, and I see me. My lips kiss myself as I slurp the cold water, and it splashes. See? My shadow chases me across the grass of the field and to a tall tree where it hides with me. We're playing our own game of hide and seek. We play afternoons after school, weekends until supper, and all summer long while others play with their friends. It's me and my shadow and my reflection. We will still stay together. We're best friends. I love it this way. I need them in my life every day. We run, fall, and jump. Anytime the sun shines, we have a great time. Indoors, too. See, my shadow will show up in my room, and my reflection comes when I take a bath, too. He even visits me when I'm in the local swimming pool. We grew together. We're always the same size. If I wear a hat, then he wears a hat on the same days. And move alike always. Alone is not okay all the time because I really have to be. I like to have my shadow as a friend and council fellow with my reflection who at night when monsters come, he's my protector. I'm a man now and I see these fond childhood memories lovingly retold to me by a family member. And then it was expertly put into the form of a poem by a person who was very close to me. So I'll just have to end it this way. In her words, that's that piece.
Wow. You know, go ahead, King. I'm sorry.
About saying, all right, that's what's up. I mean, no peace on that. You got to fly with it. Word up.
I didn't realize that there were other kids like myself who only had their shadow and reflection to play with.
Yeah, I think we all, I think at some point in our adolescence, we all have that time where I call it my imaginary friend, but yeah, I play with my shadow too and just talk to myself. But yeah, I think we all, as little kids, because our minds are so open to everything when we're young. We haven't been tainted yet by the outside world, you know? We know nothing but our innocence, and we try to hold on to it because that's all we know. And you know what? I got to tell you, you have this way of ending your pieces on this note that's like, you have I come up with the word precious. It's something about your voice. It's really, really sweet the way that you end your pieces, and I like that. And that piece was really, really amazing. You guys came out tonight with some really.
Everything
I mean,
heard was great.
Good.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah, that's what's up. I love it. We do have other callers that got to get up in here, and the show is getting late, so. Before I let you skate, I want you to tell everybody what you got going on in the world of Epiphany Radio's universe. I know your partner did, but you can give it to us again, too.
He did. Absolutely. So every other Saturday night, which would be next Saturday, not this Saturday, you can catch just Jay and myself. Gina, I'm Gina Storm, and we do our show here at Epiphany on Saturday nights at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Same phone number, call in. Meet us on Blog Talk online and share a piece with us. I don't know if we're going to have a topic or not. Usually we do. And if we don't have a topic, we at least have a question. So we will do so. But, yeah, it's always a good time. Epiphany Universe has a show every night of the week, all 7 days of the week. So it's always a joy to be here. And every opportunity that you can, please do so.
Thank you very much.
What's
Thank
up?
You very much. All right, let's get on over there to the
King
Latin.
Diva, appreciate y'all. I'm going to go over there with the rest of the kings and queens and get my boogie on.
One love, one mic. Hi, King. We about to let up in here the man of the hour of the show. This is his creation, his baby. We got ourselves the CEO of Epiphany Radio, Author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet, a.k.a. Just Him. How you doing tonight?
What's up,
baby?
What's up,
boss man?
Boss man, what's good, yo?
Hi, Mr. Lee. You thought I forgot about that other acronym, huh?
Hi, Mr. Lee.
How you doing? Oh, my God, how you doing?
Hey, Brother King, Brother King. Mr.
What up? Hey, boss man, don't write up, boss man. Give up pass.
See, you gotta go there. Really, I thought we was partners.
Look, I got the back. That's what I'm talking to, boss man. I said, give up pass. Nobody knows what I'm talking about.
You have to kind of.
That's why he give me no pink pussy. Well, I ain't gonna do nothing. Be right back tomorrow. And see, I know where he lives, so I'm not going to his door and give him the pink slip back.
Welcome.
How are you tonight, Colin?
I'm okay. I'm chilling. Listening to you guys act a fool. And I'm working on some jewelry right now. I'm chilling. This is a good night for poetry.
Working on them raw links.
Yeah, I got that thing. Working on that thing.
That's what's up. Yeah,
you still doing the custom joints, right?
Yes, sir.
I'll be putting in my order momentarily.
I'm gonna be over there in about 2 weeks to put you to work, get on your nerves, you know.
All right. I'm making some earrings right now. It's really killing me. Earrings are harder to make than the bracelets. It's really killing me. But, you know,
why?
You got to do what you got to do.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was checking out some of them earrings that you was posting, man. I mean, all of them are absolutely beautiful. I love all your pieces.
Well, thank you.
Man.
Thank you, Miss Curly.
Yes, the creative
you
man.
Thank you, Miss Pearly. Pearly. Thank you.
Oh, Lord.
I'm a little lit. I'm a little lit. Let my litness be your witness. My son just gave me a shot of sunset. I just had a shot of sunset.
Oh, you had a shot of something. That's all good.
Shout out to Edwina, my favorite Trina. You know, miss you, girl. You know what I'm saying? I hope everything gets better for you.
No doubt.
You know, I want to whip it with something, too. Hey, King, I want to whip it with something, too.
Yeah.
Lord.
Yes, Lord. I love the whipped Trina.
You probably ain't talking about what I'm talking about.
No, I'm not.
Oh, my
definitely,
God.
A switch got 2 minutes.
Whip? I choose both of them.
Oh, shit.
I take both meanings because I don't want to get it wrong.
Lord of mercy. Lord. Run, queen.
You know.
Run, queen.
Well, she heard my voice, but she already know. Baby.
Oh, baby.
Yeah. God, with her all night long.
Oh, my.
Even in the morning time. I'm sorry, y'all.
That's all right. We like the litness.
I think so.
Girl, I love the litness.
Yeah. She even ran up the tap room.
What
was
that you said? Baking the eggs all night long.
All night long. Even in the morning time. Yeah. I miss you though, Trina. I miss Trina, for real. She's one of my favorite hosts over here at Epiphany Radio. Yeah, she ran out the chat room, Trina.
She know what's up. She'll be back.
Even in the morning time. Mm-hmm. All right, let's get back to the show, y'all.
Okay. Well, it is open mic, darling. So, you know, and whatever you bring, you know, it's captivating anyway. It don't even matter. You could sing Humpty Dumpty Fell Off the Moon, and it would still sound dope. So.
Yeah,
God.
Humpty Dumpty Fell Off the Moon. All right, I'm going to pull something up. I ain't got nothing. I was unprepared. I told you I was I'm right now actually in my underwear making some raw links earrings.
Wow.
Yes.
You got the fan
like
on or you got the air
jewelry.
Conditioner on?
Yeah. The air conditioner, yeah. I'm getting them airing it all out. I'm trying to tell you. So, you know, I like to be almost close to nature as possible when I'm making these raw links jewels, using nothing but precious gems, jewels, crystals, metals, and stuff like that, so that I can bestow upon the wearer of these some mystical properties made by hand by just him, the poet.
The naturalness of it. That's beautiful. That's the blessing.
I think I might change my name to the natural poet.
The natural poet? Okay.
The natural poet.
The natural poet. We got another one.
We're still getting used to just him. But I like the natural poet.
I'm going to use just him for a little while longer.
Okay. All right. We're going to keep,
we're gonna keep the natural poet in the back pocket.
All right, well, I'm going to get out the way. Give me a second to get off the stage because my knees hurt. All right, let me fix this spotlight. You know,
your knees hurt?
Oh,
this seems to be a nasty piece, y'all. I'm not sure if y'all want me to do this. I pulled up a nasty piece by mistake.
You can do it. We grown up in here. We grown up in here.
All right, let me dedicate this nasty piece. I'm going to dedicate this nasty piece to all the beautiful ladies, to all the mothers.
Ooh. All right.
All those
mothers.
Thank you, Miss Poe, Miss Pearly. Oh, wow. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. She took me deep inside of her thoughts. She allowed me to massage her insides from inside, where no man has gone before. See, I gave her all of me to think about, to ponder. Yet here we are, so there's no need to wonder. So let's love. Let's
love.
Let's love, let's touch, let's rub, let's rub till we can bust, let's fall free from gravity into something sweet, let it sweep us into complete ecstasy, let's drip, drip, drip until agony depletes us, let's go inside, let's go again, meet to meet, hungry, let's feed each other, eat, sip, suck, I don't give a fuck. Let's speed it up like rabbits. Let's cause damage. Fuck the headboard up till the box spring blows up. Roll on the floor, go turtle. Long strokes, real slow, yo. Make the room spin and tilt on its axles. Let's love, though. Let's love, yo. Her kiss was like lips dipped in sweet fruit marmalade. Succulent. The taste of her nectar. She was in possession of lips that when kissed gave birth to illusions. visuals, amplified by closed eyes, where inner heat, longings, and wantings become intensified, and the breaths of two becomes one, but the heartbeat of both becomes multiplied, causing those I want to fuck you sparks to fly. Like survivalists rub sticks together, starting to fire, to start a fire. We bond, we begin to slow grind, releasing soft sighs, moans, and I want you groans. Her body cries to have me inside her. The anticipation of me easing it in her, sliding in between her, was enough to provoke and stoke the flames of this hunger that I have for her, leading me completely to emotional ecstasy. We both have needs, and right now I'm ready to supply hers, fulfill hers, enter her, love her, make love to her, my bone in her, I'm boning her, all up in her, loving her, slow stroking her, playing her obone like a cello while I'm fucking her, animating her skeleton, loving the feel of her silken skin. I'm not done, I'm not finished yet. Now I'm deboning her, tickling her soft tissue, her cranial membrane. I'm coming in her mind's carcass. She screams, cause I think I hit her ribeye, did I? Her response was a deep sigh, so I hit it just like that one more time. No, I'm not finished. I give her delicious some raw skull. I lick her before I dick back in her. Toss salad for dinner, and her body spoke. It said, touch me, and make the heavens sway, make the stars dance. I want to be left in a trance when your lips brush against me, she said. Make the earth shake, make me quake. I want to cipher with the wolves and holler at the moon the way you tongue spoon me, she said through clenched teeth. She said, slow your touch. She wants me to slowly touch her in places that aches to be slowly touched, touched slowly. She wants me to tease her, lightly touch her. She said, touch me, run your fingers slightly over, let them linger, use your middle finger, she said, through clenched teeth. She said, make me moan, feed my fever, make my body yearn until my yoni screams to be re-entered. Play with it, keep touching it. Touch me mentally, lightly, feather me. This was meant to be. She said, I want you to fuck me. Fuck my imagination and make my reality come streams of high velocity. Whisper my name. Her body spoke these things with slight jerks. See, spasms, she was having them. Convulsions, she was reaching them. She began preaching. She drove a blue Honda. Orgasm, she prolonged speaking in foreign tongue, in rhythm to erotic waves. See, this was foreplay, her favorite song. So I held her like some priceless instrument. Her body bent, she well spent, but holding on as the band played on. She said, climb the length of me, mount me, I be Everest, Nanga Parfat, Annapurna, Mount Fuji, Broad Peak, Kamet, invade me with your spike as you climb me, gently as you traverse the many parts of me. I don't want to come yet, not until you reach my summit, drip your way down to the tip of my peak, my many slopes, shit, ski down me, she said, roll me, you're into my Juliet, let me feel it, you'll feed upon my stomach, talk shit. I want to hear it, that Shakespeare shit. Quote Macbeth, by thy pricking of my thumbs, something wicked this way comes. She comes, and the walls of her feminine tightens its grip upon me. And once again I find myself suffocating willingly, as my breath is being taken away by passion's embrace, as she strangleholds me with those lips, as we both drain ourselves complete of body fluids. Her lips are the inspiration that inspires this poet. Her kiss was like lips dipped in sweet fruit marmalade. Succulent, the taste of her nectar. Sweet, so sweet. We just made love. She took me deep inside of her thoughts. She allowed me to massage her insides from inside where no one had ever gone before. I gave her all of me, and she all of her, as we made love. For real. Just him. He who is he.
Damn.
Sheesh.
I know. Go ahead, King. You first.
Damn, that's a showstopper right there. A mic drop. You can hear that. You can hear past the crowd. Mic drop.
Mic drop. It burned up before it hit the stage, before it hit the ground. Well, you pay for the microphones anyway, so you can burn up as many as you want. But tonight, okay, I held her like some priceless instrument. That right there is some fly. That's a fly. You know what? I'm going to have to steal some of them words for real and throw it in a up-and-coming piece. I don't know what the piece is going to be, but I'm going to insert that somewhere because that was amazing. Shit, I thought I was in the honey triple room for a second.
Hey, I didn't know it was going to come off like that. Personally, I didn't know, you know, I didn't know it was going to come out like that.
It's all right, though. It came out the way it was supposed to. And you always,
right.
You know, you have this, I'm trying to think of the word. You have this, I don't know what the word is right now. I can't think of it, but it's something just about the way you sound. It's regal. The way your flow is, your voice. And that, oh, man, that line, I'm stuck on it. I held her. Like some priceless instrument. That shit got me shook.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, I love that piece. And I appreciate you coming through here to give it to us. It seems like everything I'm saying right now is reflecting back to you. That give it to
yes,
us.
Yes, just getting my nipples hard.
Hey, shit.
Everything that you're saying right now.
Well, it can't be a bad thing.
No, it's not a bad thing at all. It's quite enjoyable. I'll never make you look my nipple part.
Oh, Lord.
Somebody's going to love these earrings.
I know they are. I know they are. I can't wait to see them. You are going to post a picture of them before you sell them, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, good. Then I'll be able to see them. So, but for real, just
yes,
him.
Ma'am.
What
yes,
was
sir.
The other one? What was the other one? No, there was the new one. Yeah,
Jesus,
that.
I forgot.
Me too.
I forgot myself.
It's okay. It's okay. It will come back. It will come back. Sorry. Thank you very, very much for that amazing piece.
Well, thank you.
It was totally awesome.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I tried my best.
Definitely.
I don't know.
That was a double high five, man. Double high five.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. You did the damn
thank
thing.
You, Your Royal Highness.
Did the damn thing.
Thank you, Your Royal Highness.
Even that sound. Oh, Lord. All right. I'm going to escort you on over there to the Royal Lounge.
Yes. All righty then. One love, one mic, baby, baby.
One mic. Wow, King, this was a hell of a show tonight. This was amazing. I'm mad.
Yeah, true facts.
Yes. Oh, wow. I didn't even realize. You know what? Honestly, I didn't expect it to go this long, but it's a beautiful thing when it came like that. So, man.
True indeed.
I'm going to say good night to everybody. Thank y'all for coming out, for the amazing poetry, the awesome spells, the uniqueness, all of this. I enjoyed myself, the conversation, everything. And, King, thank you for allowing me again to ride shotgun with you. I got your back. I'll do it anytime. All right.
Hey, family is in the building. Appreciate everybody coming through. Tune in tomorrow night on the Let's Talk Network. You know what I'm saying? Poetry Corner at 7:30. Talking that talk. Relationship, conflict, and resolution. Part 2.
All right.
I'm gonna take you out with this song.
out onto the floor. Let's start to go off. This ain't hardcore, but though it ain't sore, you've been throwing whack rhymes at me. Writing exact, I'm doing exactly what I wanna do. And what you're gonna do is clap your hands when I get in front of you. I hate beats, the rhymes are the recipe. Yo man, don't even mess with me, we're getting funky. Numb your mind, give you amnesia. You'll forget why you ever stepped up to bat. You try to diss, but we'll have none of that. Listen to me, I'm known to please. Gonna lift up the crowd like Hercules. When I step into you, save the microphone, I'll seize and defy you to try and take it from me. Your brain must be numb if you think you got my number. Boy, you're just dumb, and I think you're getting dumber. You think that you can handle the kids, I suggest this. Yo, I'm the best at this, I'm getting funky.